Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Cody Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adviston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPAN.
Now, here is Ben Kaiser.
Hi-yo. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gertz.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps.
The Nocturne we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. And we're at 5712 Watkins Road in Wendell, Crossroads Corn Maze. Wendell address. We're out in beautiful eastern Wake County. Thanks to the folks at C. Massey Plumbing. And I saw a cardinal flying away as I was going down the driveway at Rufus's this morning. And I love cardinals. You know, you can make them happy with a cardinal confetti feeder. I think I'm familiar with those. I'll have to check that out. Our friends at Wild Birds Unlimited in Cary and Raleigh have given us one to give away this month, along with some no-mess seed from Wild Birds. Enter and win by clicking on the rotating banner at WPTF.com or go to our contest page to enter at WPTF.com. Only one entry per household, please. It's a cardinal confetti feeder from Wild Birds Unlimited. Well, it's the folks are in the corn maze. I can see some people getting out there. People are getting out here early and having a good time. There's so many activities, the beautiful tractors that you can take a look at. They're going to be parading around. There's food coming. There is a their food truck, at least several food trucks, I think, coming up this morning. And they'll be here 11 o'clock, 11:30, somewhere in that area. Plenty of parking. tickets very reasonably priced, $17, I believe.
For adults, yep.
Yep. And I think, for adults. So
$14 for children.
Okay. And Rufus is politicking, so yeah, he's out in the background. Rufus, you want to?
He's coming.
You can join us. That's
we got Mr. Massey here.
Oh. He can join us, too.
See Massey? Or is that Chris Massey?
Right there, yeah.
Well, Chris, come on over here a second. Let us thank you for, oh, man, I admire plumbers. What y'all have to put up with? What in the world ever brought you into that field?
A friend of mine got me into it back in 1996.
Really?
Almost 30 years ago. It's getting there.
It's tedious. Tedious work, isn't it?
It is, but it's a business that's always going to keep you busy.
I'm telling you, yeah.
It don't matter.
It's always demand.
What's going on in the White House. It don't matter about economy, pandemic. People's always got to flush the toilet and they want hot water.
what's the hardest part of the job?
Pleasing people.
Crawl space?
Crawl space and, you know, when you... Clogged up sewer lines. That's the dirty part of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, that's the dirty part. That's the dirty part to broadcasting.
Right.
Now, don't mention politics. Don't mention politics and dirty.
So, it's really an extraordinary job. How long, I mean, did you have to go through an apprenticeship and all of that? Is that still part of the training?
It was early on. I started out back in 96 with a company that had been around. It was in third generation, called Dale Plumbing Services. So we'd done big commercial stuff like Triangle Town Center,
wow,
stuff like that. And then just kind of the way things rolled out, you know, opportunity arose for me to go in business for myself.
Yeah.
So we'd done that this past May 1st was 17 years.
Ooh. There's somebody that needs something done right now.
Yeah.
You just
phone keep ringing on
my sewer's clogged up.
Doesn't matter if it's Saturday or what.
But you obviously had to be pretty technical minded and I mean you knew how to do some of this stuff. Yeah, you had to have the right mindset.
You do, and you definitely got to have diagnostic skills. So you've got to be able to diagnose situations. Communication, you got to know how to communicate with folks, you know, on their levels, be able to understand them and what their needs are.
I've watched this old house, and some of the new technology is unbelievable for plumbing systems now, and I mean, it gets more and more intricate, but I guess you were talking about diagnostics, and when you've got things, you know, traversing pipes, traversing throughout the house and trying to figure out where a leak is. Of course, it's not too hard to find a leak sometimes, I suppose.
No, not unless it's on the second floor bathroom sometimes.
Wow.
You know, where you don't notice it until it's stained the ceiling down below. And then, it's, you know, we have a process for, you know, what to check when you go into the bathroom to find out just exactly what the issue is.
Hmm. Well, I admire folks in your profession so much, electricians, and they're not enough of you folks. It's a tough job. I'm sure very rewarding, however, in a lot of ways.
It is.
Because you're helping people.
The most rewarding piece is after you've figured out a solution to somebody's problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because when folks call with a plumbing issue, you know, it's a...
You know, it's bad.
It's a bad situation most of the time.
Yeah, and they're so glad when you are able to answer and when you're able to get out there quickly.
That's it, because we do provide in-house training for our teams. So, to help them, help set them up for success when they get to...
Does Wake Tech have a plumbing... session?
Do they train? Or
they do. Wake Tech has a fantastic program.
I bet
we
they
had
do.
Two guys earlier this year that done an apprenticeship with us through Wake Tech.
Yeah. Right.
That's excellent.
Do you garden?
A little bit. Not too much. My father-in-law was a great gardener. He had, you know, where we live out in Four Oaks, our house is on 4 acres. We got 125 across the street. So, you know, he had a little section where he grew tomatoes and yeah, I have to show you some of the pictures after the show of some of his gardening. Mm-hmm.
Growing tomatoes is about as aggravating as trying to deal with a sewer system, I bet. In a lot of ways. It is so
oh, man.
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. It'll drive you crazy trying to keep them healthy.
Lord,
I don't have quite the green thumb for growing tomatoes.
Well, you got a lot to do. You probably don't have a lot of time. Yeah. So, Chris, thank you so much for joining
you guys.
Us.
I figured you guys would enjoy getting out here today.
Absolutely.
And having a good time. Especially
he knows our friend Steve Galluli that is such a help on the Super Kids.
Oh, yeah, the realtor.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
Yep, Steve and I have been friends for a little while.
Well, so. Okay. Well, the houses that he is involved with, and do you do the plumbing for a lot of these houses?
No, we do some of his service stuff, but
okay,
some new construction stuff. I think the two big houses now is up in Blowing Rock.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. They're mansions.
I bet so.
Top of the hill, you can see 24 all the way around.
360.
What do you call that?
Yeah. whatever.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. C. Massey Plumbing. Call him. Don't call him right now. Chris is trying to relax a little bit. We were talking about, Ray. Ray, in Nashville, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're doing fantastic. I hope you are. Ray, you have the greenhouses?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
I saw you. We saw you at the Extension Service fairly recently, didn't we?
Yes, you did. You and Rufus
and your
wife. On your way out of there and everything. And, we spoke for a while. I got a picture with you all, and I appreciate that. And
did it blow up on you?
Oh, Lord mercy.
Blow up on you.
We was walking at the gardens they have there and ran into Rufus, and, one thing led to another, and we just started yakking about the show and such and how much we enjoy it.
Well, I appreciated you coming by for that. And how are your greenhouses performing? Everything good out at your place?
Probably too good.
No.
Are you getting ready to build another one?
Well, the boss lady ended up inheriting like 50-year-old wood frame windows, and she said, "You know what we could do?
Oh, yeah.
And that word, I know you got a lot of educated really well in the English and language arts and all, but in the town of Nashville, where I live at Birchwood Court, we does not mean multiple people.
I got you.
It's another word for my husband. And so now she wants to extend us. She goes, we could extend with this glass. So now I got to take and work up these wood windows and incorporate, because she's seen them on Pinterest, the people making greenhouses on them. So we got to extend on this pretty massively, and I was thinking, I probably should have never called you guys about greenhouse years ago. And see, what makes it worse, you guys were just talking about the plumbing and electrical and stuff. Well, I own a little electric company, just me, and I'm on my way today to go two of my customers, both of them, the well ain't working because somebody cut the electric line, so I got to replace the electric line to a well. So the water seems to be all right. So water and electricity, they seem to follow each other. And those two items are also going to be in this greenhouse that I put in earlier. So I got to extend water and it just goes on and on, I guess.
Well, make sure you're grounded.
Yeah.
Well, my wife makes sure I'm grounded when we got married.
I bet she does.
Oh.
Well, good luck to we.
Yeah, good luck to we. Did you have anything else before we got to take a break?
Nah, I just appreciate your show.
We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much, Ray.
All right, you all have a good one. I'm calling from Nashville.
All right, buddy. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. All right, we're back. Back in the, we're not in the corn maze, but we're near... We sure are. The Crossroads Corn Maze in Wendell, they're actually out just off Buffalo, just off Old Mill Burney. And on Watkins Road is exactly where we are. We're at 5712 Watkins Road, Wendell address. So if you have, most of us have GPSs now on our phones or whatever, use that. Contact Shirley, right, Rufus?
Contact Shirley.
And she'll get.
That's what my nephew says. It's not Shirley, Uncle Rufus. It's Sherry. I said, Shirley to me.
All right. So Shirley got us here this morning. No problem. Got Amanda here all the way from Lee County. What are they doing in Sanford today? You said there's some big doings in Sanford.
Well, we've got the Sanford Farmers Markets today, but along with the Sanford Farmers Market is the Children's Business Fair. So they've got children out there selling baked goods, crafts, things that they have made to experience the process of selling a good. And then also the downtown Sanford Street Fest. So they'll be out there until 4 o'clock, I think. And all the businesses are open, and organizations in Lee County are out there. And it's for Lee County, it's a big deal. They've really this is the second time they've had Street Fest, and it was a good time. But I'm looking forward to it today. After I get done here, I'm heading that way.
Nice. Well, we sure are glad. Anything else happening at the Extension Service? What do y'all got going on?
Oh, man. Well, so in Lee County, we just actually finished up our plant sale. We had an online plant sale and folks picked up yesterday. But tomorrow I'm doing a How to Plant a Plant the Right Way workshop from 2 to 5.
On Sunday
How afternoon.
How about that? To plant a plant? Just basic stuff here.
Well, we're actually doing a beautification project around the Extension office in Lee County. There were some really oppressive lower petalums that had been there for a real long time, and we ripped out 3 of them and we left 2 of them. And folks always ask me, you know, how do I plant this? You know, some people feel like they've killed their plant, or they don't know if they planted at the right depth. And so we've got about 30 different plants we're planting, trees and shrubs and perennials, and we're going to learn how to plant all those different things, look at them, how to do some propagation, and then give folks like some hands-on experience planting those plants so they can leave with confidence and be able to go home and do that themselves. Because we love for folks to I'm not a big annual fan, but I love it when folks want to add more perennials and diversity to their landscapes. Diverse landscapes are resilient landscapes.
So we got a couple of minutes. How do we, without being visual, or be as visual as you can, I suppose.
Well,
how do we plant a plant?
Well, first step is the green side goes up, and then the brown side goes down.
You got that, Rufus?
It's my one joke for the day.
Yes, sir.
No, you really need to buy it from a local purveyor, which we are very fortunate in this area to have many of those. But, you know, look at whatever plant you've got. You pop it out of the pot. Make sure it has healthy roots, has a good crown on it, and then do some research on that plant. I'm certainly guilty of going to the garden center and seeing something pretty and just taking it home and going, I'll find a spot for this. But learning about that plant will tell you, you know, how to plant it properly and how to take care of it. Some plants you can bury them and bury their crowns and they don't mind. But if you plant them too deep, they'll rot. So it's really important to know what you're
planting. Don't plant camellias too deep. I leave about an inch above, Amanda.
For most of the trees and shrubs that survive in our area, a little bit above grade, you're not going to go wrong.
And iris are like that. Mm-hmm. You know, some bulbs are planted at different depths.
Yep. So, do your research because you will definitely kill a plant if you plant it at the wrong depth. But, once that, you know, using compost is great. Make sure you're mulching and watering stuff after it's been planted.
Definitely watering.
Yes.
Is important.
Water deeply, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Deeply, yeah. All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here from Watkins Road, 5712 Watkins Road, Crossroads Corn Maze. We're back on WPTF, and we're at Crossroads Corn Maze, 5712 Watkins Road today, thanks to Chris Massey, C. Massey Plumbing. And Chris has a bag of tricks with him today, so be sure and check in with Chris, because he's out here today. unless he gets an emergency call. All right, 919-860-9783. Do we have Miss Monica, the popular? Oh, okay, we got Miss Monica coming up. Herb, Professor Herb, how art thou, sir?
I am very well. Good morning, Mike, Rufus, and Amanda, I believe. I hope you're well.
Yes, sir. It's good to hear from you.
Rufus has stepped away for a
fantastic
call, so he'll be
good,
back.
Good, good. Mike, well, first of all, I'll be quick. I'm looking out my I've been down at Janesville for a while and just got back last night, and I'm looking out back, and I noticed my tea olive has really started blooming.
So again? Wow.
I'll have to check mine
today. I haven't smelled it.
Yeah, it's blooming nicely.
Nice.
And the other thing, and like Rufus, I lost the leaves off of my Japanese maple, but I'm hoping it will come back. We'll just have to wait on that. But anyway, The Weekend Gardener is a great show, gives us a lot of relief from the week, and usually fun and educational. But last week, as I was running around, I thought I heard a neighbor who was talking about banning hellebores.
We did have an anti-helleborist.
Yeah, so I'm here to defend them a little bit, since I started getting some from my
sister.
You have
the floor. The gentleman from Durham is recognized.
Here it is. You know, hellebores and some other plants, are like children. We bring them into our world. They didn't ask to get in the yard or in our world, but we bring them in.
Yes.
And yes, they do misbehave and get out of hand every once in a while.
Somewhere
I heard this says train a hellebore in the way that you want them to grow, and then they okay. And sometime in the December of our lives, when everything else is turned brown, will not go against the cold fingers of winter, they will give us something to smile about, a beautiful flower. Not flashy, but beautiful flowers. So, I am all for hellebores, whether they get out of line every once in a while or not. I love them. So, y'all have a great weekend. And
you too.
On with the hellebores.
Thank you for that. Rufus is still not here, but he would be saying amen.
All right, you too.
Herb.
Can I have the floor for a moment?
Yes, ma'am. Are you fur or Genom?
I am. I think I'm both. In that,
but you like
with
control.
You. I do. And one thing about the old-fashioned helleborus, they do seed around and they can be very hard to deal with, but they respond very well to deadheading. So once those beautiful flowers that show up in the dead of winter that don't get eaten by deer kind of fade out, just go out there with your pruners or your weed whacker, whack them down, and then they'll come right back. It's the seed set that gets me, because they do get in the wild, and they're very aggressive and they're very hard to get rid of.
But there are new varieties that are sterile.
Exactly, and I am a huge fan of
and
the new sterile
varieties. And they have more colorful flowers, too.
Oh, yeah. The Proven Winners folks, Hans Hansen and Tony Avent, have been working for years on some really beautiful varieties. So I am a huge fan of the new sterile varieties. But the old-fashioned ones, I'm a little more hesitant to promote those, just because they do require that extra step of deadheading to make sure that they don't truly escape cultivation. Okay. I'm off my soapbox.
Now,
thank you for letting me have
No, no, no. It's good information. It's good information. Miss Monica, how are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. We're out in the air this morning. It's a little chilly up here on the hill at the Perry's Farm, but it's a corn maze, and there are people, all kinds of people driving up. But Commissioner Troxler would love it, because there are about 20 International Harvester fully restored tractors out here, some older ones, and so it's just very nice. It sure is windy, though.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the wind.
Are you getting your croup, your yearly croup?
I think it's the changing weather, as I always seem to get a little bit forced and
well,
all
you
that
sound
stuff.
Fine. You sound fine. I hope you feel okay.
I
so
do.
What's I bet y'all we just had some nice hot apple cider. I bet y'all got some apple cider out there somewhere, don't you?
We most certainly do. And lots of fresh North Carolina mountain apples coming in, so many different varieties right now. The apple cider, you can buy it by just a small individual serving, or you, like a glass bottle, or you can buy it by the gallon, half gallon, and take it home and warm it up. And that's always good on a cool, chilly fall day like today. And we have, of course, sweet potatoes coming in right now, seeing the new crop of those. And still have a lot of our summer harvest. We have tomatoes. We have peppers galore, eggplants, squash, zucchini, still seeing all those coming in, and some beautiful cut flowers. If you're looking a bouquet, whether it's for a special occasion or just because, you can definitely get some absolutely beautiful flowers here for a centerpiece or whatever the occasion might be. And we have pumpkins. If you've not been out there in pumpkin season,
I would say that you got some pumpkins out there.
We do. Just a few. And it's a beautiful time to come out and shop at the market, because when all those pumpkins are down there, the colors are just gorgeous. There's all different shapes and sizes of pumpkins, different colors. There's also mums and more mums, and they are beautiful right now. We have pansies, some fall vegetable plants, of course some shrubbery, house plants, and some specialty items mixed in all throughout the market, like microgreens, honey from local beekeepers. We have fresh salsa, some baked goods, pastries, cookies, all kinds of wonderful products that are all, as we like to say, grown, raised, caught, or made here in North Carolina.
And good gracious, how many people ask you that every day? What does that ad say?
We do get asked that a little bit. We do.
They want to know. Now, I tell you, we breezed past the apples. Apples, stamen apples I've had this year are perfect. Nice, hard, crisp, tart. Oh, and some Arkansas black. I think I had some Arkansas blacks, too. Is that possible?
Probably so. It's about time. I know we've got Honey Crisp and Gala. Like you mentioned, the Stamen. We've seen some Fuji's. Typical Red Delicious, Golden Delicious, and Evercrisp is something else that a variety that's been coming in. I believe we got Granny Smith and almost all the varieties. There may be a couple of the later ones that haven't popped in yet.
Monica, you hold on. We're going to take a break and be back with more of what's happening at the farmer's market and here at Crossroads Corn Maze. We're out on Watkins Road and near Wendell here on the Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back on WPTF Crossroads Corn Maze. And, Brother Rufus is politicking out here. These are the kind of events that he attended so often, campaigning for governor and attorney general, secretary of state, etc. So he is at home. So we may not hear from him again today. I don't know, but at any rate. Amanda Bratcher is with us, Extension Horticulturist at the Lee County Cooperative Extension Service. And we already have some squealing chilling out here. People are coming out this morning. They opened at 10. And they also have a nighttime session. Lee Perry, owner of the farm here, Lee and Paula. Lee was showing us some... I guess it was sunset and there were a bunch of cars out here, and they were going through the corn maze at night.
Yeah.
So it's not haunted. It's not a haunted corn maze. It's just a fun corn maze. Nothing haunted out here. There are a lot of haunted places, and a lot of people like those, but this is not haunted. So you can come out at night and enjoy it. And boy, I'll tell you, it was a spectacular sunset last night. Rubens, you've been making political promises.
I've been here talking to our brother Massey.
Yeah, and we got Miss Monica on here.
Oh, good, Monica. I picked up my peppers. Thank you.
He
ate them whole,
too. Oh, my.
Darndest thing I ever seen in my life.
And we talked to Paul this morning.
I heard Paul earlier.
So,
that is great.
Now, you were Amanda, you were talking about the person does the microgreens is from Lee County.
Yes,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he grows them.
There's so many unique things out there, Monica. It's really
there are. We have a few different folks here doing microgreens now.
Oh, well, the gentleman who comes during the week.
You can't. What do you make with microgreens? Is that a salad?
You can put them on a sandwich. You can put them on a salad. You can make a slaw out of them.
You don't cook those with fat back, do you?
No.
Oh.
You can use them in an omelet. I've tried that before.
Oh, that sounds nice. I love spinach and tomatoes and onions and peppers and stuff in an omelet.
I hope they've got some kale.
Oh, we'll get you some kale to put in there. We'll get you a micro kale, Rufus. A jar of it. That'll be the first thing on the list.
A kale salad just for Rufus.
Just for Rufus.
Oh, kale.
So I don't know where we were. We take a little journey at the farmer's market every week. I don't remember where exactly we were before we took a break. Where are we going now?
Well, jump over to Logan's, the One Stop Garden Shop, as they like to refer to themselves, as they were full service garden center, have all kinds of fall plants coming in, house plants, all the things you might need to help get things growing if you need some fertilizer or potting soil, all that sort of thing. But they are having they call it a Pottober Fest, I think I said that right, that they're having just today. And they have a special on their pottery with 30 to 75% off and on their pots. And then they have some fun activities like pumpkin painting, face painting going on. So be sure to stop in and check out the specials they have today and see all the beautiful plants and flowers they have, and experience Logan's if you haven't been out and checked out their new location.
Rufus was eating over here. Joel asked me, is there somebody eating? Rufus, what were you eating?
Some sugar babies.
Oh,
I hadn't seen those in a long time, and I had to have a bite of sugar babies.
Did they taste the same as they did?
Good old sugar babies.
Yeah, I haven't had anything like that in a long time. So you could probably – do they sell sugar babies out at somewhere at the farmer's market in the market?
I have seen those up in the market shops before. I'm not 100% sure they're there now, but I have seen them, yes.
They do see them Mary Jane's.
Yes. And,
very chewy.
Yeah, I prefer Mary Jane. Yeah, I haven't had a Mary Jane in a long time there. That's good candy from my childhood.
Yes, they are. Very good. And speaking of the market shops, we do have a great selection in there. If you're coming out to shop around, you can maybe grab an orangeade or lemonade while you're walking around. They have fresh squeeze. You can kind of get your own little concoction there. If you want some lime juice or you want orange juice, or you want lemon, you want to add some blueberries, they fix them right up for you. And we have ice cream, there's fresh made cakes and pies, the sourdough bread, and of course we have some meat producers in there that have a large variety of their meats and dairy products. We also have some hot sauces and various different barbecue sauces, jams, jellies, 3-2-1 coffee,
And, of course, the Market Grill. Got to stop in there and maybe grab a Rufus dog or a chicken sandwich. They have a great selection there as well. And speaking of lunch, it's going to be that time here shortly. Maybe the State Farmers Market restaurant or the seafood restaurant or another couple options that you can choose from when you're out at the market.
I had a Rufus dog yesterday, Monica, and had the lady there had some fruit puffs. They're little fruit things that are dried.
Was it a buffet?
And they were very, very good. Strawberries?
They are. They are.
They melt
They're
in your mouth.
Freeze-dried. They're doing freeze-dried.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, freeze-dried.
And they're almost like chips, so you can get, I think they've been doing strawberries and a few other fruits, and they really make a good snack.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the restaurants, Farmers Market restaurant, the seafood restaurant, since we're talking about food.
Whew, yeah.
So good. So good.
Both are delicious choices, and we do have the Hunter Pork Center here as well. Features all different types of pork products. We have Super Sod. Super Sod is down near the end of where the pumpkins are. You can buy sod, buy the roll, the pallet, truckload, ever how you might want it. And they have a lot of other lawn care products there available as well. And be sure to stop by our craft shed where you can find handmade baskets. You can also find some specialty lemonades and a lot of other craft items and specialty foods that pops in there. And just take a day of it. Come out, shop around, and support our local vendors and all of our farmers that are here working hard to bring fresh products to you every day.
All right. Well, Miss Monica, you thank you as always for all y'all do out there. This is a salute out here today. All these tractors, they're saluting farmers, and we need to salute them every day, don't we?
Most definitely. And we are open 7 days a week, so you can come up and stop any day. And one more thing, we can stop by and purchase advanced state fair tickets. So if you're looking to save a little money for the state fair, you can come by and get those tickets in advance. There's a couple kiosks that are set up down near our event center area. So come out, do that, and enjoy it. Have a great day.
Well, we always love talking to you folks out there, and thank you very much, Miss Monica.
And you too. You guys have a
Take
great
care.
One.
Goodbye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye. All right, we have time for Gail. Gail, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I had one question, but while I was waiting, and now I have two. My first one is, I have a bush, I call it japonica. Some people might call it
Yeah, camellia. Japonicas are usually the later blooming, more winter blooming camellias.
Right. It starts blooming even in January, February.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
My question is, now I have two that are nice size. When should I cut those back?
Well, after they stop blooming.
Yes. Yeah,
I
never have cut camellias too far back unless you've got them protruding into something. You might miss 1 year blooming if you do it wrong.
That's right. You definitely would anyway, because it's going to put most of its energy back into growing back the stems and the leaves. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, be careful how you do that. But you do it after it blooms. Otherwise, you'll be cutting the buds off.
So I missed the window, really.
Yes,
to do
ma'am.
It.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
definitely.
You're usually looking at, like, March to April to May.
And there are a lot of the fall-blooming camellias are already blooming, and some beautiful ones. I noticed some blooming at Rufus's. There's some at my house that are blooming now all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good mixture you get. You can get a good 6 months of blooming if you do both the fall sasanqua and yours, japonica,
and the sinensis, the tea, the ones that are used to make tea.
Yeah, you saw that this morning.
The bees love those blooms.
Mm-hmm. My tea camellia has been flowering for a month now.
Yeah, that has a small bloom on it, Gail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very pretty, and very striking when they come in the winter. Yes, now, ma'am. I have some new shoots coming out of the one. I want to take those up and share with somebody. Would this be a good time to take up those shoots?
You mean cuttings? Normally you do that in the summer, and Ann Clapp used to do it in July.
Now, are these like root shoots that have shot out to the side that you're trying to dig
up?
Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you could do that now.
Yep, definitely.
Do that now? Okay, good.
Yeah. You're trying to find some work for yourself, aren't you, Gail?
I'm trying.
Well, that's good. So what else do you have?
I have the hellebores. But now everybody talks about how their hellebores spread all over. Mine do not spread. They grow in place, and they bloom, but they do not spread. So what do I need to do to get them to kind of spread?
Oh, my goodness. The big complaint always that I get is people say they take over, so.
Yeah. Well, and so Miss Gale, the spreading, quote-unquote spreading of the hellebores is typically from seedlings from a hellebore. So it's not the individual itself, it's its offspring that give the impression that the hellebores is spreading. Hellebores themselves are rather slow-growing perennials that grow from a tight crown and like slowly grow from that center point. But you can divide them. They divide really well, kind of like a peony. You can dig it up and kind of chop it into pieces and spread it around that way. But they're just very slow growing on their own. So, you know, really you just need to plant more of them or divide the one that you have. And if you want some guidance on how to do that, I would recommend looking up how to divide peonies. There's some really nice guides on the internet about how to do that.
Okay, great. Thank you both so very much. Appreciate it.
Have a nice
You're
day.
Welcome.
Yes, Gail. You do the same. Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
Again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the camellias rufus are looking good, aren't they?
All right, then you have time for the cliff.
Absolutely. Go
All
ahead.
Right. Truth is a seed planted deep. If you want to get it, you have to dig.
Oh, how apropos.
Yes.
Gardening show. Read that again.
Yeah. Truth is a seed planted deep. If you want to get it, you have to dig.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah. That works very well for attorneys in court.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes you have to dig.
Don't be like Mark Twain said, the truth is precious, use it sparingly.
That's right. At least not in court.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
You'd get the gavel.
Yeah.
Just like you would if you wore those watermelon sunglasses into court, Rufus.
You know,
Jeff.
Upon the death of Robert Redford, I started watching All the President's Men again this past week, and I thought of you while I was watching it, Rufus.
I know. Oh, yes. I always do, too.
I always wait for Rufus Edmondson to pop up somewhere.
Now, you didn't get a chance to meet them, but you knew Woodward and Bernstein very well.
I knew the real ones for sure.
Did you know? Did you talk to Woodward and Bernstein?
Yeah.
On many
yeah.
occasions.
Yeah.
I've been on panels with them. There's a big picture of them in my office.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, sirree. I dealt with Woodward and Bernstein all the time.
We just passed the anniversary of that, too. I should have talked to you about that.
Well,
you should talk to Rufus Moore anyway.
We can get together again then, Jeff.
He knows a lot of stuff. Yeah, you could talk to him. You're talking about on your show.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you ought to call Rufus every once in a while and talk
yeah.
to him. Just any,
oh, just yeah. talk to him. I love
just
talking to him.
Just sit around and talk to him. Oh, talk about his sunglass collection.
Jeff and I missed a couple dates because I'd get busy and forget about it, so I won't let him down next time.
Well, yeah, I was trying to find that photo. I'll find it sometime and show it to you of Rufus. And in the Senate, what that was in which building? The old Senate office
old
building?
Old Senate office building. The Senate caucus room.
Senate caucus room, very famous.
What memories?
Well, thanks to the folks here at Perry Farm and Lee and Paula Perry. They have a wonderful operation. I come out to Crossroads Corn Maze. It's 5712 Watkins Road. We've had a great time out here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Perfect day for walking around the corn maze, and there'll be plenty to eat and lots of fun. Look at the tractors. Love your farmers. Have a great weekend, everybody. We love you.
Bye, everybody.